Welcome to the latest episode of Public Power Now. I'm Paul Schimpoli, APPA's news director. Our guest on this episode is Emeka Anyanwu, CEO of Nebraska Public Power Utility Lincoln Electric System. Emeka began his role as CEO of LES in early January, replacing Kevin Wales, who retired after more than 13 years of leading in the utility. Emeka, thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much for having me.
Sure thing. So Emeka, in times where I've interviewed relatively new CEOs and general managers, one of the things I do in terms of research is looking at the person's prior jobs. And one of the things that jumped out at me with you is that you have experience, obviously, with Public Power coming into your new role at LES. Most recently was Seattle City Light. So I wanted to know if you could talk about your career in the utility industry prior to joining LES as CEO.
Yeah, thank you, Paul. Yeah, I'm definitely a proud alum of Public Power, having come from, as you said, Seattle. I spent a little over 5.5 years there, and that was a really wonderful experience at a great utility, a big growing city, obviously, and a proud Public Power organization, and certainly part of the country where that is very common with a lot of the Pacific Northwest states where there's a lot of Public Power. Prior to my time at Seattle City Light, I spent nearly 16 years at Kansas City Power and Light Company, which is a utility in Kansas City. That utility is now known as Evergy, but at the time, of course, it was Kansas City Power and Light Company. Variety of roles. I started my career as right out of college as an electrical engineer, and worked my way up through a variety of supervisory and managerial roles, mostly in the distribution, really T&D operations side of the business. And I did, you know, certainly, as I said, engineering work, but I, you know, supervised various field-facing functions and then did a lot of work that was focused on sort of utility processes, particularly customer-facing processes around new service connections and service alterations and sort of work management, work execution, a lot of things that get at the heart of how utilities function and what it takes for us to be successful at delivering high-quality customer services and certainly keeping our services are reliable and affordable and available to the communities that we serve in our business. So, you know, really my background is a lot around, you know, I definitely consider being a utility professional as part of my identity. My background is a lot around how utilities do what we do to serve our customers. And so that really is something that is near and dear to me and certainly aligns me very well with Public Power, given our very clear, you know, the clarity of our mission relative to being not-for-profit entities for the most part that are focused on great service to our communities.
As I mentioned at the start of our conversation, you've been in your role a couple months now. And so in that context, I wanted to have you discuss for us what your immediate priorities have been since you began your role as CEO of the utility.
Yeah, thank you. You know, obviously, one of the things that you come into as a new organization is really sort of really trying to understand the organization, right? So really my immediate priorities since I got to Lincoln have been getting to know the organization and the people within the organization. We spent a lot of time sort of meeting with people, talking to groups, listening a lot. You know, I'm really trying to understand and really be able to internalize the culture and the spirit of the organization. It's really important to me that, you know, I embody what the organization sort of stands for and is. It's really important to me that as we begin to formulate where we're headed next, that it remains true to LES's identity, historic identity. We're also trying to establish really sort of connectivity within the executive team. Obviously, I'm a new member to the executive team, but one that is pretty established. And certainly, as organizations go, organizations can't be successful if the leadership isn't sort of well-situated and aligned. And so we're working really hard on that. I'm also working really hard to get up to speed with the community that we serve. So spending a lot of time on understanding and familiarizing myself with policy and legislative priorities of certainly our city, but, you know, within the state of Nebraska, connecting with lots of different stakeholders within the elected official community and beyond, meeting and getting to know and building relationships with our board, the members of our board, obviously, with the mayor and the mayor's office, and thinking a lot about and making contact with our city council as well. And then a lot of the trade organizations that we're involved in also trying to build those relationships and certainly with our neighboring utilities. And then finally, you know, something that is definitely on the table for us going forward is really beginning to think about and articulate a strategy going forward. And so doing kind of your classic strategic planning activities and really trying to come up with an articulated vision of sort of where we're headed that we can share, certainly within our organization, you know, deep dialogue with our board and certainly city leadership. And we'll sort of carry things on from there.
So in preparing for this interview, one of the things that jumped out at me in terms of everything that's going on at the utility, it ties back to a 2020 administrative board adoption of a decarbonization goal that aims to eliminate or offset the utility's carbon dioxide production from its generation portfolio by 2040. So I want to know if you could provide an update for our listeners with respect to the actions that LES is taking to meet this goal.
Yeah. So, I mean, I will say up front, of course, that this is a goal that LES adopted in 2020, so obviously before I joined the organization. And we certainly recognize that it is an ambitious goal, but certainly one that we think we can achieve. We are kind of working through our processes in terms of how we go about meeting the goal and really understanding what it's going to take to meet the goal. Really, a lot of our strategic work is going to be focused on the supporting structures to help us do that. But among the things that we are doing certainly is we have lots of work going on around sort of pilots and ways to help us better understand certain technologies that will potentially be part of our portfolios in the future. And everything from certainly a better understanding the role of things like energy efficiency and demand response and how those will affect the way we think about the sort of the grid side of our usage. You know, looking at and working on battery technology, and we have a battery technology asset that we are getting ready to get ready to put into service. We're also really evaluating other technologies. We're heavily involved in EPRI's low carbon research initiative, which is something that many of us in the industry obviously think could be vital for all of us as we seek to reduce emissions and obviously combat climate change and really think about the ways in which the removal of carbon from our footprint can help us achieve those objectives. But again, around that is really sort of formulating the structures that will be supportive of that. And we will really be thinking heavily about how to build an organization that can respond to the directions in which the technology will take us, which is a big part of how these goals will come together. Part of what we really want to do also is start with our strategic planning efforts to begin to put a little bit of meat on the bone in terms of how we will execute toward those things. We will look at where and how our next resources will sort of become part of our portfolio. We will look at where and how electrification is going to affect usage on our system, and what those impacts are going to be from a grid perspective. Certainly, the evolving nature of the grid itself and the grid architecture, you know, modernization and the new visibility and automation that will be necessary for us to operate this new environment, this new paradigm, is also stuff that we're going to be looking at and working hard on.
So 2040 seems like a long ways off from the vantage point of 2024. I mean, from your perspective, is that, do you feel like, I mean, obviously it's a really, really ambitious goal. I mean, do you feel like you have enough of a long time frame to achieve everything? I know it's obviously a ways off, but I just wanted to get your thoughts on that.
No, it's a good question, right? It is a ways off, but in many ways is obviously, as you know, in our business, a ways off can be tomorrow in this business, right? And so, you know, we're very confident in LES's ability to meet and successfully handle ambitious challenges. This utility has been built on doing that, has done that in the past, and that's certainly the reason we adopted the goal, is that our board and our leadership feel very strongly that we have what it takes to do that. That being said, I would be remiss, of course, like we all know in our industry, not to acknowledge that there's a lot we don't know about what the technologies will be that will help us bridge, you know, kind of take the final steps around that. I mean, I think generally speaking, the first 80 to 90% of these kinds of goals are things that we can at least see the horizon prospects there in terms of technology, in terms of decision making that can help us make it there. But there are probably, you know, other technological things that are yet to remain to be seen that could play a factor. Everything from, you know, what the future is of new technologies around small modular nuclear, or even, you know, fusion technology, the future of renewable hydrogen, carbon capture, and what that's going to mean. That's something that we're going to be following really closely. And so, yeah, you know, part of this really is for us creating sets of scenarios that we are really able to build action plans around. And that's really why the work that we're going to do here in the sort of foreseeable future around a strategic plan will be so critically important, because we have to begin to chart a path for ourselves to 2040. Because as you said, while it seems far away, certainly that can it can run up on you really quickly, given the nature of the assets that have to be brought to bear to meet the challenges or to meet the objectives that we've set for ourselves.
Yeah, I think you make a really good point in terms of the evolving nature of technology. So theoretically, between now and 2040, there could be some massive breakthrough with like energy storage, right? So I'd imagine flexibility is kind of the watchword as you work towards this goal.
Yeah, flexibility is going to be absolutely the watchword. Flexibility and nimbleness, right? Again, mm-hmm. That's why the building of the organization is so important. It's critically important that we have, we continue to have a team. You know, again, this is a utility that has tackled hard challenges in the past and has been successful doing so. And so continuing to have a team that is up to speed and sort of keeping pace, if not staying ahead of the pace of where things are going, so that we can nimbly react to those changes is going to be really critical for us. And so we're thinking a lot about what does that modern utility organization really look like for now and the future? And how do we build the capabilities and the culture within our organization that allows us to maintain that flexibility and nimbleness?
Just to wrap up, we obviously talked about your immediate priorities over the last couple of months. So just wanted to take a step back for the last question and give you an opportunity to talk about what some of your longer term goals are for LES.
Well, I mean, I think the longer term goals will continue to be the mission of public power, right? Which is to continue to provide affordable, reliable, safe, and environmentally responsible energy to the people and the city of Lincoln and the other communities that we serve. And a big part of that will continue to be, as I said, sort of making sure that this is a strong organization. Really, our goal is to be, you know, not just the best public power organization around, but to really be the best utility, period, you know, in the country, and to really be a model utility organization that is in many ways sort of shows what our industry is capable of and what public power is capable of. I think we will continue to see and be very keenly attentive to, as all of this transformative transition is going on in our industry, how do we make sure that transition remains equitable and that the mission of public power over its history, right, you know, certainly well over a century, has been ensuring that these energy services are available to everybody in all of our communities. And that will continue to be a really key thing. You know, the technology modalities are changing, the solution sets are changing, and it is certainly not off the table that these transformations can create inequities, right, or can exacerbate existing inequities. And we have to be attentive to our opportunity not only to avoid creating any new inequities, but quite frankly, even to be able to identify where equities may be, despite our best intentions, do exist currently in our system, and to figure out ways that we can sort of address those things. And so that's really sort of the long-term goal. You know, we have obviously sort of real challenges and opportunities within our communities around the quality of life for our service territory and for the communities we serve. And so our goal at LES will be sort of over the long term for our utility to be a key partner to those communities and to the stakeholders in those communities, to make sure that they are able to find us as a reliable partner, as a strong partner in meeting their energy needs.
Okay, great, Emeka. Well, thanks again so much for taking the time to speak with us today. And I would like to extend an open invitation to you to return to our podcast perhaps a year from now or so, where we can revisit some of the topics we discussed today. And obviously, there's going to be a lot of other stuff going on at the utility between now and then. So we just wanted to throw that out there and make sure that to let you know we'd love to have you back.
Sounds good, Paul. Thank you very much for having me again, and I look forward to it.
Sure thing. Thanks for listening to this episode of Public Power Now, which was produced by Julio Guerrero, graphic and digital designer at APPA. I'm Paul Schimpoli, and we'll be back next week with more from the world of public power.